Yorkton. An exhibit at the Community Partners Gallery looks to bridge the cultures of East and West through diversity and understanding. The series of paintings from Sask. Artist Muvedet Al-Khatib entitled Creating Bridges, East and West are on display at the gallery until February 23 and are part of the Organization of Saskatchewan Arts Council's Art on the Move program. Al-Khatib was born in Antioch, Antakya, Turkey, a city which she describes as of great significance throughout history as a collection point for art, trade, politics, religion and travel in a mosaic of cultures and history. I have always been passionate about art and the visual world around me. I completed a fine arts degree, BFA, in my native country Turkey, Antakya, taking inspiration from the art, history and surroundings of my home city and native country to embark on the path that my unique artistic vision has led me on, said Al-Khatib in an email with Yorkton this week. In 1998 Al-Khatib emigrated to Sask, and continued to develop her art. I found myself in a new and unfamiliar environment, immersed in cultures and experiences that were wholly foreign to me. My new surroundings challenged me to rethink my cultural identity as an immigrant and an artist, explained Al-Khatib. As an immigrant woman artist, my art is intertwined with the history of the natural, cultural and emotional bridge between two continents, two lands with many different cultures within them, said Al-Khatib, adding, taking inspiration from my homeland and my adopted home, my artistic journey mirrors my own. I have created my unique artistic vision, constructing an updated and contemporary interpretation of the feelings of the rich and varied artistic tradition of Anatolia with the textures, colors and vistas of Western Canada with the concept of bringing two worlds together, telling stories through art by bridging the cultures of East and West through diversity and understanding of the differences and similarities we all share, drawing on my own experiences as an immigrant and newcomer to Saskatoon, said Al-Khatib. In 2016, I created Creating Bridges, East and West, a series of paintings focused on sharing the stories of the diverse peoples who joined our community through immigration. My intention with this series was to inspire the viewer to immerse themselves in the history and experiences of the East and communicate, visually and viscerally, that we live in an ever-changing world as newcomers in Sask, said Al-Khatib. Al-Khatib said she uses acrylic media on canvas and follows traditional art techniques with interoperation in contemporary. The East has a rich tradition of art, color and handcrafted artisanal works. Art is part of people's everyday lifestyle without knowing, said Al-Khatib, adding, in this exhibition, I used old calligraphy, coins, veneer and gold leaf, as well as calligraphy symbols to represent the individual as myself, as well as my surroundings and people in my community using old Kufic script. The series first debuted in 2016 at the Queen Elizabeth II Gallery at Government House in Regina as a solo show. The theme of the solo show was a way of sharing the story, history and experiences of Anatolia, as well as telling my own story through the use of traditional motifs and elements including Eastern calligraphy and Oriental symbols with a modern interpretation to share the symbols showing bold and rich color and texture, and to communicate something both visually and verbally, said Al-Khatib, noting, the show culminated with a private tour of the solo show by the Earl and Countess of Wessex in June of 2016 during their visit to Regina. Al-Khatib said she is grateful for the opportunity to tour the pieces around the province with OSAC. We all have a story to tell and this story starts with us when we start in life and it is shaped by everything we see and everyone we meet. We live in a changing world, where we are exposed to new cultures and new people from everywhere. Through the pieces contained in the Creating Bridges, East and West, Series 1 hope to share my story and those I have observed in our communities across the province, said Al-Khatib. This has especially become important as our communities have become rich with the ideas of newcomers and immigrants from different worlds in the East, where Orientalist traditions are represented and the West representing modernity. For more information on this and upcoming exhibitions, visit the Yorkton Arts Council's website.